So much of today's world seems to be walking away from God. It's refreshing when we can look at a story of a man who walked with God and be an example for you and I of how to walk with God in our own life today in the midst of a world that's not. We're continuing our discussions of Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter of the Bible, the examples that Paul left for us to show us tangible evidence of individuals, men and women who lived by faith and set us an example of faith in the Bible. We come down to verse 5, where it talks about a man by the name of Enoch. It says here in verse 5 of Hebrews 11, "By faith Enoch was taken so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. And for before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God." This is taken from an account that is not much more than what we just read back in the book of Genesis, where it talks there about Enoch, the seventh generation from Adam, who walked with God, it says, and was taken. Now, what it means was, when you look into the original Hebrew language there, that Enoch was taken from his time. He did not see a normal death as others did at that time. Some like to read into that that Enoch was taken up into heaven, translated up into heaven. And that's not the story. That's not the case. The Bible gives us one unique story here, of along with a few others like Moses and later Elijah, of people who had a unique form of death in that they just kind of were either taken up, taken away, or walked, as in Moses' case, up a mountain and died. Enoch died. He was not taken to heaven, and he's not there today, as the Bible scriptures show us in so many other ways. He was not. He was removed from the scene. That's what it's talking about. But here in this very brief story of this individual, we find, as it tells us from the book of Genesis, that he walked with God. To walk with God is to put our life in God's hands, to walk righteously, to live by God's teachings, to search God out in life, and to seek to please Him, to be like Him, and to take Him, in a sense, as a partner in life. One commentator said that Enoch walked with God in an age when men walked away from God. I like that phrase. And I think it teaches us something about how we can live today as we look at not only Enoch's example, but those of Abel's and Abraham and Moses and other righteous men and women from the scriptures, which is what Hebrews chapter 11 is all about, to give us some concrete evidence of how we are to live righteously today and to walk with God. There's probably no greater single point of understanding that we could come to in our life today to make our lives quality and sure than to learn to walk with God. Let's be like Enoch. Let's walk with God. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.